know when Brett Halsey's in town because he hand-painted his name in white letters all over the rusting red body panels of his 1987 Volkswagen Cabriolet convertible. It turns heads, and on a drive through Madison's Willie Street neighborhood, people say hi.
How you doing, Brett?
Good, how are you, man? Good to see you, buddy. He was one of the guys who helped me hire homeless people to help me submit nomination papers.
The other part of Halsey's campaign getup is a 1992 Klein bicycle mounted to the back of his car. This is an American-made bike, which Halsey uses to stress 2 points. One, the bike's made overseas by Mary Burke's family business, Trek. And two, the state grants handed out by Governor Walker's administration to companies that outsource.
Well, to me, it's, you know, Governor Walker's an outsourcer who looks out for billionaires. My Democratic opponent is an outsourcer who's a millionaire. And I'm the regular person in this race who wants to create jobs in Wisconsin.
Halsey is always at the ready with a soundbite and sometimes a gimmick that tries the patience of Republicans and Democrats alike. He toyed with the idea of dressing up like a Klansman when the state Republican convention was voting on a secession resolution. And while he left the hood at home, Halsey still dressed like a Confederate soldier. There's a fearlessness to Halsey, but his voice gets quiet when asked if he's always been that way.
My mom tells a story when I was 4 years old. My dad was in medical school. She was a teacher working her way through. That I would walk down the hall knocking on people in our apartment, doors in our apartment building until I found somebody home to talk to. So I've always been a little bit like this.
Halsey says he got into politics to be an environmental action hero. He says this campaign is an extension of that. Halsey is a campaign of one. When Mary Burke visits the Rock County Fair in Janesville, campaign aides and reporters are swirling around her as she meets with voters.
This is Mary
Burke.
Well,
nice to meet you.
Hi.
Nice to meet
you. I know you from just watching TV.
Okay, but don't believe all of those.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Burke, the Democratic Party's endorsed candidate, won't so much as mention Halsey when asked why voters should choose her over him in the August primary.
My strategy has been the same from the start. I am working hard on making sure that the people of Wisconsin get to know me, my values, the type of governor I'll be, and my plans for how I'm going to lead this Wisconsin forward and how I'm going to make sure our economy turns around and is a leader, not a lagger. And so that's my game plan, and it's the same whether it's the primary or whether it's November 4th.
Burke may not be talking about Halsey, but in an unusual twist this year, Walker has been attacking Burke on the outsourcing issue. Burke responds by talking about the nearly 1,000 people Trek employs in Wisconsin.
Trek manufactures more bicycles here in Wisconsin and in the U.S. than any other company, and it does what it can to have as much manufacturing here as possible.
Some of the voters at the fair say they like Burke and admit they don't know much about Halsey. In the May Marquette poll, nearly 9 out of 10 voters had no opinion of Halsey, and likely primary voters overwhelmingly supported Burke. Halsey's car turns heads on the street, but it's often the conventional campaign that wins votes in politics. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.